Welcome to the Impact Stories podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Hello, listeners. My name is Daryl Jackson. I'm the director of City Impact. And today I'm here with Alf Ray, who wants to talk about how his faith and work have just been intertwined for such a long time. Alf, glad to have you here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, and it's exciting to share some stories.
Yeah. Alf, to get us started, tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your family, and a little bit about the job that you and the company that you run, so people can know a little bit more about you.
Yeah, I've been married 36-plus years. My wife's Lorraine. We have five children, and they're married with six grandchildren.
Wow.
And and been living in Atlanta. I've president of Business Innovations. We're a promotional B2B company, a top 10 one here in Atlanta, with customers all over the U.S. Been doing that for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And what you do is you do a lot of things in that business that provide paraphernalia for people when they have events and meetings and stuff. And so when you were in that business, you really had to struggle during COVID. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was a really tough time. We do swag mainly for events, merch, what you call it, logo items for a lot of businesses. COVID shut a lot down. We dropped about 70% of our revenue. It was very tough for about 2 years trying to survive like many of our other distributors in our industry.
Right. And in that work, as you were struggling through there, you did a remarkable job when you and I met the other time when I came to your work, of holding that group together, holding that team together, right? And so I was wondering if you could just comment some of the ways that you have been intertwining or integrating your faith at work as just part of the work. And just there's a lot of things that you do there that are just, I think our listeners would love to hear, that's exemplary of how you run your business.
Yeah, it was, you know, we had to go through layoffs, letting people go and things, and the ones that were left, I was really amping them up. Like, you have got to survive here. You know what's in the toothpaste tube when you squeeze it. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Mm-hmm. And I found myself full of a lot of fear and bad energy, really just pushing people beyond their limits. Mm-hmm. And almost got convicted that I had a little idol in my life called legacy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to end things well, and I was driving over people. Mm-hmm. And a couple of friends in a discipleship group, we got together, and they were pointing out, where is this energy coming from? And so I actually had a Zoom call at the time. We couldn't meet in person with everyone in the company, and really apologized to them that I was not loving them well. And we had a holy moment, and we pulled together as a team. In addition to that, I reached out to seven of our competitors in the industry. They were also like us, wondering, what's happening? Are they going to survive? And two of them, we weren't sure, were Christians. We weren't even sure, but we decided, hey, let's meet every Wednesday morning on Zoom and just pray for each other and kind of, I hate to say it as a leader, but comfort each other, share our battle stories, victories of anything that we have going on. And we've been meeting for 2 years now, pretty much every Wednesday. We met this morning.
You were really cordially inviting me over that day where I could experience that. And it was just a moving experience how on this Zoom call, they were really talking about what was happening in the Bible. I think it was the book of Acts, if I remember correctly, and how it was affecting them and their business. It was just remarkable to see.
Yeah, it's we've seen God just do amazing things. You know, we were competitors. Now we're brothers. Yeah. It's really amazing. And just to see God, and when people were vulnerable and being able to open up and share at a leader level, because you can't really share with your downstream because you have to be a certain way and be able to hold there, but share just family struggles, financial struggles, fears, and just being able to pray into that. And it was just, it's been an amazing thing with us, and it's just been, you've just seen God do a lot of healing and also growing. And we've seen a couple of them really either come to faith or have a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ just by reaching out and being real and not having to have this fake, I got it all together type thing.
Oh, that is just such a great lesson for all of us. And you've grown as a bunch of Christian brothers too, right?
Yeah, yeah, we have, and yeah. It's been amazing. And yeah, I don't know what else. Yeah, yeah.
It's just it's a wonderful story. And as our listeners are listening to you, Alf, I hope they're getting the idea that as you run your business and as you take care of your people, you do that from a Christian point of view. You do that from a heartfelt point of view.
I'll just speak to that a little bit too, because it is a passion of mine. Right? A lot of people nowadays have jobs, they have careers, mm-hmm. and at our company and with these others too, we kind of look at it as a vocation.
Mm-hmm.
And that word's kind of gone out of style nowadays, but right. vocation is really about having a calling.
Right.
And it's a holy calling. I really view work as a form of worship. Mm-hmm. And being able to use your skills. You know, Jesus said, I glorified thee on earth, having accomplished the work which mm-hmm. you gave me to do. And so if you have a vocation, if you have a calling, there has to be a caller. Mm-hmm. So that kind of leads us to what we're about and saying, hey, we want to have a vocation, and it's a holy thing. It's beyond just business. Mm-hmm. And in our industry, we call it trinkets and trash. It's beyond trinkets and trash. It's really being able to see people through that and care for them and love them well. It comes from a heart of, do you love them well? Right. And it's an overflow of what we receive from God. And we're able to use our platform and business to do it. You don't have to pretend or try to do anything. It just flows.
Right. Oh, that's just wonderful to hear. Wonderful to hear that you really look at it as a calling. You look at it as, we talk about different forms of ministry, and all ministries don't have to be quote unquote a ministry. It just can be what God's called you to do every minute, every day, right?
Yeah. My wife joked. She said, of all the ministries you could have thought that you would do or things, mm-hmm. you never in your wildest mind would believe that you had a competitor ministry.
Right.
And right. It is. And I said, well, I love those guys.
Yeah.
And we've cried together. We've stuck together. We've actually went on a panel in June. Mm. Somebody invited us in front of a big industry panel and just to see them grow and stand up for Christ. And it goes down. We've had our accounting departments are now getting together. Our customer service departments, they've seen what we have, and they're starting to trust each other and share best practices as well as share life. And mm-hmm. We have probably about three other groups that have started between our companies organically, just people going, well, can we do what you guys do?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And just emulating the leadership.
Yeah,
it's with that crazy. Heart for yeah. others, with that love for others.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic, Alf. Just a great story. You were talking about, Alf, how you kind of transferred your thinking from your legacy to really letting God do the work and kind of letting him come with you as you come to work. And it's more about him expanding his kingdom through you, right? Mm-hmm. So was there one moment that really, really hit you hard that God was speaking to you in this way?
I could probably share one story. Uh-huh. One of my employees came in and we're having a meeting, and if you know me, I'm pretty much on time, and let's run it and go clickety-clickety and things and get the things accomplished on the agenda. And I just felt prompted to pause and say, hey, this one word, how are you coming into this meeting? And she began to break down a little bit and just say, well, my mom's got cancer. She found out, and she's got to go back for an autopsy tomorrow and things. And we were just able to slowly unplug mm-hmm. from the agenda. I'm agenda driven. And I was like, mm-hmm. nope, unplug. And just to, we actually had another supplier on the call with us, and he was a believer. I knew he was, and mm-hmm. we just unplugged and prayed over her and for her mom and for comfort. And there were tears. When there's tears in business, the Holy's near. Mm. And there were tears, and it was amazing. Her mom ended up being okay later on, but mm-hmm. she came back and just wrote us both a note saying that was most impactful thing working at our company this year.
Wow. That's great to
so
hear.
So that's a... just listening to the promptings, I would say promptings can surprise you, and you can touch people and even people close to you, you see every day and you don't even notice because everyone's dealing with something.
Amen. One of the things we talk about around at Perimeter is being a kingdom disciple, and that you can disciple anytime, anywhere that you want to. A little bit about how you have become a kingdom disciple in a way, because you've been doing this for a while. Tell me a little bit about your story. Tell the group listening here how you became this person where you really look at your everything that you do that God's called you to do?
Yeah, I think it backs up to, am I a steward or am I owner? You know, mm-hmm. I own the company legally, mm-hmm. but I really don't. Mm-hmm. And so from that perspective, I'm a steward, and God is the owner, and He's given me time, talent, and treasures, mm-hmm. certain things. And so I kind of take Him to work with me.
I love it.
It really is. You put Him in the front seat. You know, He lives in my house, so He might as well come to work.
Might as well come to work. Yeah. Right? No, that's
and,
great.
And Al. It is a moment-by-moment thing.
Yeah.
It's not being perfect. Mm-hmm. Not, you know, those kind of things. I kind of joke, only Jesus walks on water.
Yeah.
So we're not perfect, but God knows that, and yeah. He loves us, and just being authentic. And it's hard. Business has gotten much faster nowadays, and it's, you know, texts and going. So I really have been working on just trying to slow down and see people for mm-hmm. who they are, and when they come in, mm-hmm. how's your day, and listen, and you'll see things and hear people's hearts and be able to pray for them. I tell my employees every Wednesday, today's Wednesday, but every Wednesday morning I have a list and I pray for them and their families by name.
Oh, that's fabulous.
And I say, if you have a request, send it in Tuesday. And it'll be crazy. Tuesday night you'll get something. And just to watch God work, you know, prayer, you know, God answers prayer. So it's just crazy.
That's just such a great, I'm glad you're sharing that with us. Such a great story. And your desire to help others in their work has also carried over to other countries. Tell us a little bit about your experience with Tanzania and what's happened there.
Yeah, so a couple of business guys here at the church asked me, they were putting a business seminar on in Tanzania. Our church has a mission over there with some widows and orphans, been doing it for 20 years. Actually have a school, but they were expanding into the business community, and they needed help with a seminar, and they said, Alf, we want you to come. And I'm like, well, I can't. We're recovering from COVID. We got this and this. They go, have you prayed about it? And I said, no, I don't need to pray about it. I can't. And they go pray about it. And so I went and prayed about it. And as God would open up the doors, I had a 10-day window open in May, which is very unusual. So I ended up going over to Tanzania to hold a business seminar with some of these guys. We were reaching out to about 40 business leaders around this area in Kuransi. And one of the things that came out of it was a lot of these students were the first to go to high school and then to college, these orphans. Mm-hmm. And then they were graduating, but they couldn't find jobs. They had no connections in Tanzania. So they ended up coming back to their villages. And so someone said, boy, if we just knew how to get connections in Tanzania, that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, one of our clothing suppliers here in the U.S. happens to have a factory about 8 hours away in Tanzania. So I reached out to him, and he put me in touch with another person and another person. And I'm happy to say, actually, this past October 1st, they hired 5 of those interns, and they're currently working at the factory.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and beyond that, so our competitor Bible study on Wednesday mornings, our little discipleship group, I challenged them, hey, let's mentor these people on WhatsApp, these young students. And mm-hmm. so 5 of them signed up. And we get on calls monthly and handle everything from how to do a spreadsheet to how's it going at your work to, you know, this book's really helping me. How can I pray for you? And so it's just crazy. We got how God's using a business platform of promotional products, swag, to impact people around the world.
Around the world. I think it's so interesting how the hearts of your discipleship group, your competitor discipleship group, got moved to mentor those students, like you said, you know, 8 hours away on a flight somewhere over in Tanzania. And it's just remarkable how God is moving in so many different directions in the work that you're doing.
Yeah, it's, you know, you just want to say, yay, God. You can't make this stuff up sometimes, but when you do see Him moving, and that would be my encouragement to other business owners or people at work. Sometimes you're not at the top, you're in the middle. Mm-hmm. You know, there's big bears and little bears, and so you can ask God to help you there. But just for me, it actually, I don't know, coming out of COVID and after I realized I was serving my legacy and not what God wanted me to do, I didn't even know I had that issue in my life. COVID mm-hmm. brought that out. I'm so grateful for it. Mm-hmm. But the other side is just being saying, God, I'm praying for much missional fruit. If you read John 15, it doesn't say fruit. It says much fruit.
Sure does.
So we started praying for much fruit and then just saying, God, slow us down, open our eyes to see where you're moving and nudge us right where we're at. You know, I don't believe in a higher and lower calling and all that. God wants to use us right where we're at, and he's the one that does the work anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's just, for me, amazed. I'm amazed at watching what God can do when you just say yes and just invite the Holy Spirit to come to work with you every mm-hmm. day.
I love that analogy. Invite the Holy Spirit to come to work with you. I think that is just a beautiful way to wrap up here. And you've done that well, my friend. We're so thankful for you coming here and sharing your story with us. And we'll probably be hearing more stories as it goes forward, right? As God continues to do his wonderful work.
Oh, yeah. He keeps working. And, you know, something I just like to encourage people of who you are and what you do matters.
Yes.
Right where you are at. And you can bring your 5 loaves and 2 fishes to God and just come expecting and pray for much missional fruit. Hang on.
Hang on. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Great talking with you today. Take care.
This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at www.perimeter.org/City Impact. If you have a story about what God is doing where you live, work, and go, you can share them at www.perimeter.org/shareimpactstories.